When we returned, we would be greeted at the door by Bruce Lee, the Chinese god, the Monkey King, or a number of kung fu masters ranging from the Drunken Disciple or the Dragon Claw to the Shaolin Monk. Throughout the day, Keem, in character, would jump, sway, twirl, punch, and kick at Chu and me whenever we were in the room with him. Remembering the little monkey of Phnom Penh, I look away. I wish Keem could go back to work for the chief and continue to bring us their leftovers. But the chief doesn't want Keem to work for him anymore. Neither Keem nor Pa was given any explanation to why he sent Keem away. But Pa suspects that it has something to do with someone named Pol Pot. Lately, the base people in the village are whispering the name as if it is a powerful incantation. No one knows where he comes from, who he is, or what he looks like. Some people are saying that maybe he is the leader of the Angkor, while others argue that the Angkor's leadership is comprised of a large group of men. If it was Pol Pot who gave the order to place more soldiers at the village level, the increase has created a shift in the power balance. In the beginning, the chief was all-powerful and ruled the village with his enforcer soldiers. Now that the number of soldiers has multiplied, they wield more power, and the chief's role has been reduced to that of a manager. Keem, where are the soldiers taking all the food? I ask.
When the Angkor formed armies, there wasn't enough money to buy guns and supplies for the soldiers. The Angkor had to borrow money from China to buy the guns and weapons. Now it has to pay China back, Keem explains, as he continues to drop the vegetables into our straw basket.
If China is helping the Angkor and giving them money, why then do the soldiers hate us Chinese so much? The other kids hate me because of my whiter skin. They say I have Chinese blood in me, I whisper to him.
Keem stands up straight and sees that the other children are out of hearing distance from us.
I don't know. We should not talk about this. The Angkor hates all foreigners, especially the Yuans. Maybe the peasants cannot tell the difference between a Chinese and a Yuan, who also have light skin. To someone who's never left the village, all white-skinned Asians look alike.
Later that night, Pa tells Keem that the Angkor wants to expel all foreigners. It wants to bring democratic Kampuchea back to its glorious past. The time when Kampuchea was a large empire with territories encompassing part of Thailand, Laos, and what is now South Vietnam. The Angkor says we can only do this if no one else owns us. I do not care why or how the Angkor plans to restore Cambodia. All I know is the constant pain of hunger in my stomach.